Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Samech Vav. We are up to Siftes, the last line on page 462. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Im Echon Mibnei HaChotzer Rotze Litein Pas B'Shvil Kulam. Till now we're discussing Be'ikir, where each person contributed bread towards the Erev, and now we're discussing when one person wanted to give bread on behalf of everyone in the Chatzar for the Erev. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Shapir Dami, that's fine. Ubavachi is a kenul hem aide acher. But that person that wants to give the bread on behalf of everyone has to be mezake through someone else the bread to everyone. Ukeshe zeichebo. And when he's mezake through that person for everyone else, tzorich lahagbil min hakarka tefach. That person has to be lifting it up from the ground a tefach. V'tzorich lezakos lechol b'nei hachotzer o amavui. And he must be mezake for all the members of the chotzer or the mavui. Ulechol mi sheyitosef miyom zeh ve'eloch. And for anyone else that is going to be joining this chatzar or this mavui going forward. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, sh'af al pi shelo yezakeh b'therish l'mitosvim aleihem, even if he's not mezakeh explicitly for those who are going to move in later, leiv bezden masna aleihem. The heart of bezden makes an automatic t'nai, so even if he doesn't say it, it automatically works for those who are going to be joining the chatzar or the mavui after the erev is made. Now the rule is, as we get into greater detail later, there is a specific shear that is needed for a certain amount of people in the chatzar. And if the shear gets smaller after the first week, we say v'dyevet is going to be okay. But that's only for the people that were already living in the chatzar. But the mechaber is saying over here, if new people move in after the erev got smaller from the shear that is needed, so tzarech lahosef machmasan, that v'dyevet it only works for the people that were included in the Erev when the Erev was the proper shear and now it got smaller. But those who are moving in when it is smaller, so you would have to add food to the Erev on behalf of those new members of the Chatzar. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Memches, Bishvil Kulam, we said the person who's being mezake, his bread on behalf of everyone is going to be okay. Afilu Shalo Bifneim, even if the people he's being mezake for are not there. As long as he is mezaked for everyone else through one person, because he himself is not able to be mezaked his bread on behalf of others, so long that the bread is in his hands, it hasn't left his rishus, and he's not able to make it belong to other people, so he has to give it over to someone else to lift up and be mezaked on behalf of others. He should say to this person, Kabel paze, receive this bread, uzechei ba l'cho b'nei ha-chatzer, and be mezake in it for all the members of the chatzer. V'hu yachshov b'hagbaso b'shel kulam, and he should think as he's lifting the bread up, as he's doing it on behalf of everyone. V'af shehem lo asahu shaliach lazeh, even though the members of the chatzer did not make him a shaliach, be mezake in the bread on behalf of them, still it works, because zachin lo'odim shelo b'fonav v'havei kishlucham. We say zachin lo'odim shelo b'fonav, we do a schus for a person even not in front of him, and it's as if they made him a shliach, since it's be'etzem good for them, and it works. Sivkotan then, hey, we said he should lift up his hand at tefach. V'afilu l'da'as ha'omrim b'choshem mishpat, simen kuf tzadiches, siv dalet b'hagot. Even according to the Shita in Choshem Mishpat in the Ramah that says the Hagbah ain't okone bepachas mishlosha tvachim, that really Hagbah has to be no less than three tvachim. Hacha be'eriv shuhumi derabanan hekelu. Here where Erev is only derabanan, so they were lenient. Visagi behagbah tefach, and Hagbah betefach is going to be enough. Kasava Taz, the Taz writes, Duhu adinim inichu l'ha'eriv al yodo atluya ba'avir. The same thing is true. We're discussing over here lifting it a tefach off the ground. That's if it was on the ground. But let's say he handed it to him in the air. So tzaruch shiagbia yado tefach. So he'd have to lift it up a tefach from where he received it in the air as well. V'ayin bebir halacha. Sivkotan nun beiz. He has to do it as well. L'chol mi sheyitosef miyom zeh ve'eloch. The imlo came because if he's not going to include the other people that are moving in later, lifa'amim sheyitosu aleihem dayorin, sometimes more people move in later, v'yasu aleihem, and it's going to ask for the Erev on behalf of everyone in the chatzar, ad sheyosifu aleihem, until they add bread for that person. Aval kishem mechavin aleihem mitchil islam ba, but if they have him in mind from the beginning, it's no problem. To hashir shtei seudos mahani afilu le'elef, as we're going to see later, the shear of two seudos worth of bread helps even for 1,000 people, so as long as you had that extra people in mind when they move in is not going to be a problem. And we'll see more about that. Kidul Kamon Besimin Shin Samiches. V'yesh Omrim Sha'afalpi. This is going on, that which the Mechaber said, that there are those who say, even if you don't say explicitly that's on behalf of the people who are going to move in later, it automatically works that it's Tanai Bezdin. Haloshen Mekutzer. This language is abbreviated. The Me'ikar Hadin Bevadei Enokein. And what the Mechaber needs to say is that Me'ikar Hadin, this does not work as a Tanai of Bezdin. Elo de Bizmanenu, just that nowadays, Yesh Lismoch Azeh, we can in fact rely on this Tanai Bezdin. Me'achar Do'onu Nohagin L'Haniach Erev Al Kol HaShana. Since our Midag nowadays is that we put an Erev down and use that same Erev for the entire year. So Mistomo Onu Mechavnin Gam Al Anoshim Shemitosim Meshach Shana. We know people move into new places throughout the year, and therefore, if the Erev is going to be used for an entire year, Mistama, even without saying it, we could assume Leiv Bezdin is Masna, that a person really meant to include the people that are going to move in throughout the year. V'chein hu aloshen be'emes v'beis Yosef, and that is the way the Beis Yosef expresses this. V'chein kavonos ha-mechaber b'kam, that's what the mechaber means over here as well. So really, in general, if one is making an Erev often, he should not rely on the Tanai Bezdin, who'd have to speak it out. But nowadays that we do it with a box of matzah, or two boxes of matzah, and it goes for the entire year, so Mistama, we have in mind the people that are going to move in throughout the year, and there we can rely on the Leiv Bezdin Masna, even if it wasn't said explicitly. The last point the Mechaber said in Sivtes, if new people move in, after the Erev got smaller, so you have to add food on behalf of the new people. Says the Mishabura, the Shema lo amru chachonim de shiru b'koshuhu. Because maybe Chazal did not say that the remnants have a shear of a kolshu being okay. Ela ba'osan shahayu b'tchilas hanochas ha'eru v'zachu oz. Maybe that shear of a kolshu only works for those who were there initially at the placement of the Erev, and they were mazakeh for those people. Aval elu shalahayu b'tchilas hanochaso, but those people were not there for the initial placing of the Erev. Lo zachu oz, they were not zeiche in the Erev yet. V'rak heim zeichim b'shah she'etos, when they're only zeiche in the Erev when they move into town. V'kevan de b'shah zok far nifchas me'shiru, and since at that point when they moved into town, the shear of the Erev already got small, so imkein yevsher lohem lisko, so then they're not able to be zeiche in the Erev now. Umitam zem, for this reason, lo mahani af im yasna b'therush l'chom mishietosu. And therefore it doesn't help, even if there was an initial stipulation, that it should include all those who move in, because l'mais so they don't get included till they actually are there, and when they're there, there's not enough bread to go around. V'ein shum eitza, and there is no eitza in that case. Rak shetzarach lishmor shiebo tomet shir shtesudos. You have to either add food when they move in, or you would have to make sure that there always remains the minimum shir of shtesudos, which works for any amount of people, as we will see later on. And now we are going to learn Sif Yud, but before we see the Mechaber and Sif Yud, we're going to see that small hakdama that is brought in note number 68, which will help us go much faster in Sif Yud. Says note 68 of Hakdama, Makor Din Zebi Gemara. The source of the dinah we're going to discuss in Sif Yud is in the Gemara Erev in Ayin Tesam Abiz. Sheyachol Lizakos Esa Erev Ayidei Bino Ubitu Agdolim. So we're going to discuss is who can be that person that you're using to be mezakeh in your bread on behalf of everyone in the chatzar. So the Gemara over there says that you can do it through your children if they are gedolim. However, v'lo ayidei b'no ubito aktanim, but you can't do it through your children who are only katanim. Mishum shiyodam kiyodo, because your children who are katanim, their hand is like your hand, so it hasn't left your hand, so it's not going to be good. However, how do we define gedolim and katanim? Ubigeder hadover mi nikra gadol v'katan l'inyan zeh. So in terms of who's called a gadol and katan l'gabe this, so there shaninu b'meseches b'metzia. We're going to apply something that we learned about metzia yud beis amud aleph. Le'inyan metzias b'no ubito, when a child, a son or a daughter, finds a metzia. She'im heim ketanim harei ha-metzia shelo. The din is, if a katan finds a metzia, it goes to his father. Vinheim gedolim, if the children are gedolim, harehi shalahem, the metzia goes to them. Because over there, shenechlegu ha-amoroim, there there's a machlokes ha-amoroim, ha-im gadol hu mi she'eno somech al-shulchan aviv afilu shu katan begilo, is a gadol one who is not financially reliant on his father, even though he's young in age, v'katan hu mi she'somech al-shulchan aviv, and a katan is one who's relying on his father's table, afilu hu gadol begilo, even though he's older, v'kach savar Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, u'shmuel savar shadavar talui begil, and Shmuel argues with Rabbi Yochanan and says it's all dependent on the age. The gadol who a gadol begil, a gadol is considered someone who is a gadol in age. The katan who a katan begil, and a katan is one who is below bar mitzvah in age. B'siv zeh muvas machlokas harishonim. In this sif, we bring down a machlokas rishonim. Im hagdoras gadol v'katan l'inyan eruv tluya b'machlokas hamoreim l'inyan mitziah. If the hagdara of a gadol and katan when it comes to eruv is dependent on a machlokas hamoreim l'gabi mitziah. So with that in mind, we see the Mechaber in Sif Yud. When you are being mezakeh and you are bred for the people of the chatzar through another person, lo yezakeh al yedei beno ubito akitanim. You should not be mezakeh through your son or daughter who are ketanim. Afilu im einam smuchim al shulchano, even if they are not reliant on your table, but they're ketanim in age. Velo al yedei avdo v'shevchaso aknanim. You also can be mezakeh through your Eved or Shivcha Knani, aval mezakeh hu ayidei b'no ubito agdolim. But you can be mezakeh through your son or daughter who are gedolim, afilu smuchim al shulchano, even if they are reliant on your table. You also can be mezakeh, vi ayidei avdu v'shevchaso ha'ivrim, through your Eved and Shivcha Ivrim, afilu hen ketanim, even if they are young in age. Va'yidei ishto, you can also be mezakeh through your wife, afal pi shehu malo lamezonos, even though you are supporting your wife, va'afilu ein labayis b'chatzer, even if she doesn't have a separate house in the chatzer, but she lives in her husband's house. V'yesh omrim, the second shita holds, she'eno mezakeh ayidei b'no bito aksmuchim al shulchano. You cannot be mezakeh through a son or daughter that relies on your table, afilu hem gedolim, even if they are gedolim in age. V'lo ayidei bito afilu eino smuch al shulchano, and not on your daughter, even if she is not somech on your table, kol zman shelo bogra, somech, she's not a bogeres. V'lo ayidei ishto shemala mezonos, and you cannot make the eruv using your wife, who you are supporting, Osha Amarla, or if you said to her, Tzi'i Maisei Yodayach B'mezanosayach, take your own earnings and use that to support yourself, V'afil Yeishal Bayis B'chotzer, even if she has her own house in the Chotzer. Aval, but, Mezakeh, Ayidei B'no She'enu Samach Al Shulchano, but you can't be Mezakeh through your son that is not reliant on your table, Afilu Katan, even if he's young in age, V'ayidei Bito She'bogra, and you can mezakeh through your daughter who became a bugeris, ve'ena smucha al shulchano, and she's not reliant on your table. Va'idei ishto, she'eno ma'la mezonos, you can do it through your wife if you're not supporting her. Afilu ein labayis b'chatzer, even if she doesn't have her own house in the chatzer. Ula chatchila zaktu mechaber, tov locho shel divrei shneim hecha de'efshar. It's best to be concerned with both of these shitos if you are able to. The Ramah says, "Ubidyeved somchin al divrei hamekel be'erev." Bidyeved, we do rely on the more lenient shita when it comes to erev, which is the Rabbanan. V'chein gadol sheyesh lo isha. So to a gadol that has a wife, afal pisha somuch al shulchan aviv, even if he's being supported by his father, but he has a wife, mezakin al yodo, you can't be mezakin through him. Afilu lechatchila. V'ein tzarech lehodiyah lausam shezikeh lehem kodem haShabbos. You don't have to inform the people of the chatzar that you mezakin for them before Shabbos. Ela im modiyim b'Shabbos mutal tata, but if you tell them on Shabbos, that's fine, they're allowed to carry based on the eruv that you will mezakin them in from before Shabbos. Says the Mishaburah Sivkata Nunhei. So going back, the Mechaber said the first thing is when you mezakeh through someone else, lo yezakeh ayidei beno ubito aktanim, not through a ben or bas who are ketanim. Says the Mishabura, mipnei sheyodon kiyodo, because young children, their hands are like the hands of the father. V'im kein lo yotza adav mishuso, and if so, by giving them the bread, you mezakeh through others doesn't help. It has not left your reshus. Sifkatan nun vav. We said also in the Mechaber, v'loi de avdo v'shevchosu aknanim, Zoktim Mishabura Ganke Mipnei Shiyad Eved Kiyad Rabo, because it's also true by Eved Knani, we said Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, and Mimele Veloyotza Mishuso Adayin, and hasn't left your Rishus yet. Sivkoton Nun Zayin, we said, but you can be Mezakeh through your Bno Bito Agedolim, even though they are reliant on your table. V'afagad Be'ofen Zem Mitziyosan Lavihem, even though in this case, their mitziah goes to their father. Kemavur b'chashem mishvah simen reish ayim. Ze einu elu mishum eva. That's for a specific reason because of eva. Shelo yimna mehem mezonos imtia mitziyasan la'atzmam. We don't want the father to hold back the support for his children if the mitziah goes to them. So the Rabbanan said the mitziah should go to the father. Aval benidon didam. But in our case, shahav rotze lezakos al yodon lachem, that the father wants the mezakeh through the children's hand. For others, shapir zochem, that works. Why? Tekevan de gedolim him yesh lahem Yad b'fnei atzmam, since they're in age, they are gedolim, they have their own yad, even though the father is supporting them. Sivkatan nun ches. The Mechaber said that Ayidei Avdo Veshevchaso Harim works Afilu Heim Ketanim. Says the Mishabura Afagav She'ein Katan Zoche Lachem B'chomakom. Even though normally a katan cannot be zeicha for others, hacha be'erev shuma the rabbanon ba'alma ekilu ba'avdo v'shivchaso. When it comes to erev, which is only the rabbanon, so they were lenient through his evidence and his shivcha. Umikomakom lo rotzu lahakel elu ba'avdo v'shivchaso. But they only wanted to make this leniency by an evidence and a shivcha or akatanim, avalo bebonav akatanim, but not for his own children or akatanim. Ukedul elak, we said before, mishum diyodan mamish kiyodo. The hand of a child is much more like the hand of the father than the hand of the Eved is like the hand of the father. We also said that it works, Ayidei Ishto, Afa Pishu Mala Mizonos. Even if you are supporting your wife, she can be Mizaka in the Erev for others, even if she does not have her own house in the Chatzar. So says the Mishabura Nuntes, Ayidei Ishto, Tekishano Sein Lo Acher Matona Amanash Ein Lo Bailo Rishus B'Mahani. If someone gives one's wife a Matona Amanash that her husband has no rights to it, it works. So Haredi Yesh Lo Yadlis Vos Latzma. So we see a wife has a hand to be Zeiche herself. So Hu Adin, the Yochal Lozakos Ayoda Lacher, in the same way she has a hand that could be Zeiche for herself, she also could be the one to be Mezake for others. Fafil Ein Lo Bayis, even if she doesn't have a house in the Chatzar, so Nokar Hai Lishna, Zakta Mishabura, this Lashon is mentioned, La'afuke Miman Da Omer the Gemara, to exclude from that which is Miman Da Omer the Gemara, who says, Tedavka Heicha De Yeshla La'atzma Bayis B'chatzer, that only works for a wife if she has her own separate house in the Chatzar. She'ochel Lashon, that she eats there. Ozam Rina Nigo De Mahani Azachia Be'eru B'shul Beisa Mahani Nami Lezakos La'acherim Be'eru B'shul Ateim. Then we say that since it works for her house that she has in the Chatzar, it works for other houses as well. So since there is a sheet that says that, we're coming to knock that out and say you can do it through your wife, even though you support her, even though she does not have a separate house. L'maisa, she has a yad, and therefore she can be mezakeh for others. Now we go to the second sheet of Yesh Omrim. Zakta Mishabruah Samach Ala Sviruluh, they hold. Tidamya Erev L'ini Metziah. They say an Erev is like a Metziah. The Kolhecha, the Sviruluh, the Inya Metziah, the Ein Lo Yad Bifnei Atzmo, V'Shayach La'Aviyem. Anytime we say by a Metziah that the child does not have a Yad, and rather the Metziah is Shayach to the father, O Be'isha Shemotzeis Metziah V'Shayach La'Bailo, or a wife finds a Metziah and it goes to the husband, Hu Adin L'Inyan Erev, Ein Lo Yad Bifnei Atzmo, V'Adayin Lo Yotzim Rishuso, so too she will not be considered having a Yad, L'Gabi an Erev, and if he uses her to be Mezaka in the Erev, it will not work because it's not leave his rishus. Sivkotan Samach Beis. So we said in the second shita that you cannot be mezake through your children that are somchen al shulchano, even if they are adults. Says the Mishabura Ratzalomar, La'achar Shebogra, after she becomes a Bogeres, the Yotzeitz L'chodavar L'rishusa, as she goes out, L'gabi Olin Yom to her own rishus, Afilu Hachi still. Kevan Shesmucha al Shulchanu, since she's reliant on her Shulchanu, Mitziyasa Lavi, and her Mitziya goes to her father, Gamlu Inyan Erev, Ein Lo Yad La'atzma, also L'gabi Erev, she will not have her own Yad. Sivkoton Samach Gimel, Kolzman Shalobagra, the O Shayach Mitziyasa Lavia, that's when her Mitziya belongs to her father. Sivkoton Samach Dalud, we said you cannot be Mizaka through one's wife if you are Malo Mizonos, the Oz Mitziyasa Labaila, because then a Mitziya goes to her husband. Sivkoton Samachay, or if the husband said to the wife, Si Masi Yodech Mizonosayach, Umari Bimaspekas, Maisi Yodech Mizonos. Talking about a case where her earnings are enough to support her, the E Ain Maspekas Mizonos, because if her earnings are not enough to support her, Ain Mitziyasa Labaila, then her Mitziya does not go to her husband. Sivkoton Samach Vav Afilu Yesh Labayas, even if she has her own house in the Chatzar, Rotzalom Ramitza Seva Ochela Shom. Means to say that she eats her food there that her husband gives her. I might have thought, since she gave a mezaka with herself in this Erev, Bishvil Besa, for the house that she has in the Chatzar, Tiska Be'erev Gam La'Acherim, that she could also be Zeicha in it for others. Kamash Malon comes the Mechaber, and this Shita tells me no. V'atam, the reason is, the Be'emes La'atzma ain't Zeicha Erev Klal, really for herself, she doesn't need an Erev at all, Tinim Shechas Achar Baila, because she really is drawn right after her husband, Kedla Kamon, like we'll see later in Simen Shenayim, Sivav V'leka Migu. Sivkatan Samach Zayim, we said Afilu Katan, Kevan del Inyan Mitzia, Yesh Lo Yad Liskos Latzmo, since the Gabi Mitzia, he has his own hand to be Zaycha for himself, Kisheino Samuch Al Shulchan Aviv, when he does not rely on his father's table. Sivkatan Samach Shabagra Ve'ena Smucha, so he said, Aide Bito Shabagra Ve'ena Smucha Al Shulchano, Rotzalom and Mitzase Dafka both in Zest, specifically this scenario, Velo Kadeya Harishon, and not like the first opinion, the Sphere Law that held, Dekisha Bagra, that when she became Bulgaris Afilu Besmucha, even if she's still reliant on her father, Mizaka al Yada, you can be Mizaka through her. Vichain ba'yidei ishto, so too if you be Mizaka through one's wife, Dafka Hecha She'ein Ma'la Mazonos is Dafka, when he is not supporting her, Da'az Mitziyasa La'atzma, because then the Mitziyah that she finds goes to herself, Velola Baila, and it does not go to her husband. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayikra Sivkatan Samachtes on the Ramah. The Ramah said, "B'diavad we're somchin al divrei amikel be'eriv." Rosh Lomer means to say, "Bein katan ve'ein samoch al shulchano." Whether the child is a katan and he is not being supported by the father, he will work. O gadol afsha samoch, or if the child is a gadol, even though it's reliant on the father, that also would work. V'chein ba'ayde ishto, and so too through one's wife, afal pishem ala mazonos, even though he is supporting her, all of these cases will work, because we will go with the most lenient chita when it comes to Erev. Then we said, a gadol that has a wife, even though he's reliant on his father's table, that will be fine to mezaka through him. Sevkatan ayin, sha'usa ha'kal das atzmo. Since he has a wife, he's doing everything with his own das, v'lo das aviv, and he's not using das of his father. So therefore, that's going to be good. And the last point that we said in the Ramah was that you don't have to inform people that you're being mezakeh for them before Shabbos. You can inform them on Shabbos is good enough. Sivkatan ayin aleph ve'ein otzarach laudio dezachin la'adam shal b'fanav. Because again, the rule is zachin la'adam shal b'fanav, and therefore the zechia was done. The erev was chal, even if they didn't know about it before. You tell them on Shabbos, and then they can carry freely in this chatzar amavui. We'll stop here and continue in the next shir mitzvah shem with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.